Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Friday, November 8th, 2019. It sounds like a spoof, but this really happened. Late last month, Walmart warned that we are in the throes of a national dish soap shortage. A national dish soap shortage. Procter & Gamble, which owns Dawn, a dish soap that's been around since, the beginning of time, apparently cautioned the huge retailer that it hadn't made quite enough of this stuff. As a result, Walmart posted signs on store shelves that the soap apocalypse was nigh. Signs in stores all across the country warned of a national supply shortage through December 1st. But there were a few strange things about those warnings. First, Walmart typically doesn't post signs like that unless a shelf is actually empty or close to it. In many locations, behind those warnings were shelves crammed full of dish soap. Second, the retailer didn't specify that it was only two brands of Procter & Gamble soaps running so dangerously low, namely Dawn and Gain. Instead, they cautioned that soap itself had somehow disappeared. Third, no other retailer had even noticed that dish soap doom was close at hand, according to the Wall Street Journal. That publication queried Target, several grocery chains, and CVS, none of which batted an eye. Well, you can imagine the fallout. Consumers posted photos of Walmart signs on Twitter with captions questioning this serious situation, like WTF. That prompted a gleeful headline writer at BizWomen, a Business Journal's publication, to report that the warnings, quote, had social media in a lather. But should we be worried about cleaning up after Thanksgiving dinner, perhaps the biggest day of the year for doing dishes? Nah, probably not. Next year, P&G plans to move manufacturing from its century-old Kansas City soap plant to a new, larger one in West Virginia. The Kansas City facility makes virtually every bottle of Dawn sold in America. Uprooting the plant could cause some problems, and preparing for that plant shutdown and reopening the next one could, in fact, be a big deal. Since P&G produces 60% of the nation's $1.6 billion annual dish soap supply, but P&G hasn't laid this debacle at the plant closing's feet. All the giant consumer packaged goods company has said is that it experienced a short-term inconvenience. As for the cause, looks like we'll just have to live with a mystery. The phrase short-term is key here. P&G told the Wall Street Journal that it's over its hiccup. Sadly for the country's teenagers, there's no getting out of dish duty for long, at least not because there's not a drop of soap to be found. It's possible that the shortage warning prompted runs on Dawn, the country's top seller. But it's also possible that sales of Dawn's biggest rival, Palmolive, have bubbled up. And if so, that brand's owner, Colgate-Palmolive, has one company to thank. Walmart. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Edited and produced by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marsha Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you next week. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim.
You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.